Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
1019. This is the Fox.
Boys, I just learnt something yesterday. Now, I'm going to bring up somebody in the news that we haven't touched on this story, but you know Armie Hammer, the actor?
MC's brother.
Who, no, you know from the Social Network. He's a rich billionaire family. You know, Armie Hammer Soda, the stuff you put in the fridge. It's a big company in the States.
That's his family. Okay.
Armie Hammer. Anyway, he's an actor, but he's been in trouble. I think even 6 months ago, we were talking about him in the show because some girls he's dated have gone public. He gets up to some really wrong stuff in the boudoir. He's a bit wrong.
I've learned something today as well.
You didn't know that.
Boudoir.
No, that was suggesting he. No, that was just suggesting he. You know, he's just a bit
S&M.
No, we'll just stop there.
Okay.
He's just a bit wrong town.
Okay.
And now he's only this week he's put himself into rehab because he's lost his wife and his kids and he's just been doing some stuff that's just a bit wrong town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading this yesterday and I was like, oh, good on him. He's off to get some help. And I thought, you know what? Through this whole thing, this whole scandal that's been going on for about 12 months with this guy, his brother's been really quiet. Like they never focus on his twin brother. And I never hear about that guy. In fact, I've forgotten what his name is. And then I realised because I was Googling Armie Hammer's twin, he doesn't have one. That was just in a movie.
Oh.
So Armie Hammer is one man. I thought they were twins playing the Winkle bosses in Social Network. Did you know that they were...
Social Network, is that Facebook?
No.
They're the rowers?
Yeah,
the rower dudes.
Yeah, the twins that created it.
The creator and got...
Oh, Zuckerberg.
That's all you had to tell me. Now I know you're talking about.
Yeah, those...
Yes.
Have you seen the movie,
yes,
though?
The Social Network?
Yeah.
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 So that's only one actor playing those two.
It's one actor playing two.
Oh, so they're not two of them.
No, see, you're like me.
I just learned that too.
Thank you. So we've all just found out that's one man.
How do they get them both rowing in the same boat?
Oh, no, that's the CGI magic. Don't you? They used to do this back in...
Seriously, it's blown my mind.
But remember back...
Are the Olsen twins two people?
No, now they are. But I was just telling...
Are they one person?
No, that's two people. But I was just telling the guys, our producers, this early this morning, and then Renee, our producer, said, I only just found out that there was only one Lindsay Lohan. She thought in The Parent Trap that was two girls. Is that that's right, isn't it, Renee?
Isn't it two
girls?
Yeah,
I thought it was two different people.
Well,
yeah,
I thought it was a lookalike.
Lohan had a twin sister that's just been quiet all this time.
No, I just thought it was a lookalike. They look pretty, because they look a bit different. They've got different haircuts.
Oh. It's the same person.
Is it?
Oh, wow. See, I thought, well, I was feeling foolish.
Well, I feel ridiculous now because Tom Hardy plays twins in a movie as well, two twins.
So Danny DeVito
and Arnold Schwarzenegger are definitely not twins.
They play twins.
If you're just joining us, my mind was blown yesterday because The Social Network, the big movie about Facebook, the story behind Zuckerberg and how he created Facebook, that movie there was one actor playing the Winklevoss twins. Now, they are the twins that obviously started Facebook and with Mark Zuckerberg and tried to sue him, or did sue him.
Yeah, so he played one and then his face was digitally put on another actor's body.
Yeah, you were talking about his CGI
business. So they're worth billions, yeah?
Well, so my mind got blown yesterday because he's in trouble at the moment. He's been making tabloid headlines for about a year because he was married with kids and he was cheating and then he got into some kinky stuff and it's just, we won't go into that. But I was reading these stories yesterday thinking, gee, his brother's very quiet. Like you never hear about his brother.
Yeah.
Obviously he's the good twin. And then I was Googling to find out where his brother was, only to find out there was no... He's one actor playing the twins.
So that therefore the business is, so he owns most of the business, so he doesn't have to share it with his brother.
Well, his parents and grandparents probably own the business.
So there's no twins, really,
in
Facebook.
No, there's no twin. But then you said to me, what did you say, Josiah, off air?
So you're talking about the real life person, not the actor of the twins. Does that make sense?
No,
because
no.
I think the twins, we thought Facebook was based on a true story.
Yes.
But there's twins in that story, so there's not really twins.
No. the twins. Okay.
Have you made this more complicated than it was meant to be?
I'm with Fev.
I'm with you.
I blame both of you then.
Guys, here's the thing. In real life, there were twins. There are twins.
Yeah.
One actor played the two twins. So
why don't they just get why don't they get twins?
How do you find really hot, top quality actors that are twins? They're probably not out there.
Are the twins in real life, like because they were real life people, are they okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine, I think.
Are they billionaires?
Yeah, they went off and did another business. Like, I think they cut their losses.
So the dude that played the actor is a billionaire as well.
Yeah.
That's a good fit.
So Armie Hammer, have you not heard of
Armie Hammer? So they're not the same people.
This is the most
confusing. You're thinking of me. I'm the same.
Okay.
That's not good.
Tell me where you're confused.
Because they're all billionaires. How does the actor be a billionaire with the twins and the Facebook?
We're covering 50% of Melbourne here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to think about people in the car. We're the listeners.
I added information you don't actually require. There is an actor called Armie Hammer. He was cast to play two people in a movie.
Yeah, and you said he's a billionaire as well with his business.
Separate point. Armie Hammer, and this was just a side note that I wish I hadn't introduced, he's from the Armand Hammer family.
So he's not the billionaire with Zuckerberg.
No. So he's just a rich actor.
So they're both rich.
Yeah, everyone's rich.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what I wanted you to take out of this.
Money isn't everything.
sounds like a drunk person reading IMDb. 101.9
The Fox. Yesterday we were talking about the world's most livable cities. That list was announced. Melbourne had dropped to 8, but not bad. It was a bad year last year. And I've got good news today, though. Melbourne have, in a list of the 30 coolest streets in the world right now, Melbourne have the number one.
Wow, Church Street.
Can you believe that? No. Now, this is Time Out magazine.
Sinnott Street,
where are we? Global survey. 27,000 people were asked to nominate the city's coolest streets. I'm just starting to wonder, though, just a lot of Time Out magazines dropped in these streets because I don't honestly have anything against this street, but the number one street in the world, this is above London, New York, Los Angeles, Prague, Buenos Aires, is Smith Street, Melbourne.
You're kidding me.
No. What?
The 86 tram goes down the coolest street in the world.
Can you believe that?
Collingwood.
Collingwood. That's better than South Bank, London.
I drove down that the other day.
Rodeo Drive, LA.
Who did this poll, Leon?
Well, I said Time Out, and I'm just wondering. Well, see, our producer Leon lives on Smith Street in Collingwood. One of my ex-boyfriends lived on Smith Street in Collingwood. This is like maybe 10 years ago, and I used to be there a lot. And I don't want to judge, but Leon?
So you're saying you left and it got cool?
Ha, see what you've done there. Do you believe, Leon, that this is the case?
Oh, I absolutely do. Like restaurants, bars, cafes, unique shops.
And it is different now.
It's different, yeah.
Different?
I don't want to use the term, yeah.
Less.
Smith Street's all right. It's just not the best. It's a great street. It's not better than Rodeo Drive.
I used to be a bit scared walking along there sometimes.
It's gotten a lot better.
Has it?
Yeah.
Is the Grace Darling still there on the corner? I used to love that. I'd go there every night for dinner.
Mate, I walk down a street in Mykonos.
Yeah.
And it is the best street that I've ever walked down.
What is it?
It's 100 metres long. It's about 10 metres width or wide. And every place on that 100 metre strip is a bar. Mm. And it's open. That is the best street in the world.
Smith Street just beat that.
It's impossible. It could be a good street, but that street, whoa. Leon?
There's plenty of bars on Smith Street. They're all open. Oh, not right now, actually.
The coolest street in the world. Nothing's
well,
open yet.
Well, next we want something. Well done, Smith Street.
Well, there we go. Everyone, hands together for Smith Street.
Well done, Smith
Collingwood
Street.
Have held us up there. In front of the world.
Telling you though, next year, Sinnott Street, Werribee.
What is that street?
It's just a rippet street. You've got Sinnott or Wotton.
Is it near
the farm? Make a pig out in Werribee. No. It's not near the farm. It's not all poo farm in Werribee. That's outside. 101.9
The Fox. Hughesy's back in the studio. Good to see you, Hughesy.
Love slipping in on a Friday before the long weekend as well. We couldn't be any happier, could we, gang? Or we've got 25 Ks to play. Let's get out and
party.
No
one to see. Can't go to anyone's house.
Yeah, zero visitors.
we'll play by the rules. Absolutely.
Where are you heading for the long weekend? Beau Morris? Where will you get to go?
Look, I don't go anywhere anyway. But you also, when you live, when you, you know, you reside on the water, your 25K radius is just really cut down.
I mean, I can
get in a dinghy and go to
the middle of the bay.
Get some abalone.
Do you know what you could do, though?
What?
Cool weekend. Sit inside with maybe, I don't know, a cup of Milo.
Cha-ching.
I'm not joking. I woke up yesterday morning. You were the top news story. It must have been very light on in the Daily Mail yesterday morning, but you were the number one story. Hughesy there with a cup of Milo.
Oh, yeah, I know. They tried to beat up a
riff. He's the number one again today.
Yeah, I am today. But they're trying to beat up a riff between me and Lee and Keith from Gogglebox.
I didn't read the story, but what was that about?
You're taking on the big names.
The great celebrities you're really attacking.
I didn't attack them. They attacked me, but they said that you shouldn't put salt in your Milo. And I'm like, you can put a pinch of salt in your Milo.
I love Lee and Keith. I really love them.
And they're big Carlton supporters.
They're big fans of our show. Yeah, every show. I think they comment on everyone's page.
No, us in particular. You guys and me. They're really good.
I can't believe there's a moment in my life where I'm taking a Gogglebox person side over Hughesy's. But what are you doing putting salt in Milo?
Just a pinch of salt, buddy. Nick, you need to come into the 21st century and... I know that you're a big Milo people. I know we're all big Milo people.
Everyone do you know what we do with Milo? I do with Milo. I don't actually have Milo as a drink. I have Milo as a sludge. So you fill the cup with Milo and you just put in a teaspoon of milk and then you mix it in and you're just having the equivalent of like it's a chocolate snack.
What I'm hearing here, guys, is that she could win the Milo Cup. Which is a year's supply of Milo, and you get your recipe on a Milo tin. So, and that's something you could go with you through the years. Yeah. You know, you put that up on your mantelpiece the moment I won the Milo Cup.
I've always wondered you, Mr. Milo Ambassador. Now, when you win something for a year, so I could have a tin of Milo every day if I wanted it, or...
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Feb's like the guy who turns up at the all-you-can-eat buffet where the people behind the counter go, no, mate, we've got to ban him. Imagine how much he would have eaten at a buffet in the past.
Oh, but in the past, what about today?
Fat shaming, mate.
Tomorrow, the future.
You're fat shaming me.
I'm not fat shaming.
You're going against Milo people on Gogglebox. You're going vaccine people. You're trending and now you're fat shaming me.
I'm just saying you've got a big appetite.
What are you trending for today?
Vaccines. It wasn't a vaccine.
Jab.
No, it wasn't.
What is it then?
Today was the.
I love you, Pete Evans.
I got it. Guys, I had the AstraZeneca and I'm flying.
And you're fine.
I'm absolutely flying.
Bit of Milo has knocked
you're
it out. You're
Pfizer
flying.
Wankers, you are. I'm AstraZeneca. I'm old school. You know?
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, anyway, no, it was a bit of a fact I got wrong about gyms and, you know, whether there's been any COVID transmission in gyms.
You got it wrong.
One Avalon gym got a bit of COVID transmission. So
Avalon.
I got it wrong. Avalon in Northern Beaches, New South Wales.
So you were saying open up the gyms.
I don't even go to gyms, you know. But all of a sudden, anyway,
I was reading through a boxy.
Of course you were, Fev.
I'm not on Twitter, but it seems like you do trend once or twice a week. Do you read it all? No.
You do so, you comment on everyone, you comment
back. Once my name gets on the front list, I get off it, you know. Once I'm the number one story for the day, I'm off it. So if you see if you're the number one story, I'm not reading it. You're wasting your time. If you said something nice, thank you.
Real trendsetter, Boxy. It's amazing. It's once or twice a week. I see him at the top.
It's not once
and I sit there on the couch and have the best giggle and I read through it and you can see him writing. He tries to get his facts right. Get your facts right before you tweet.
I was trying to get the gyms open and the gym owner going, I want you talking on my behalf. I'm trying to help you, mate. Trying to help you.
Well, wait until people find out you make Milo with soy milk and salt. It's going to be trending again for terrible reasons.
All right,
Easy.
Enjoy your Milo.
Yeah, enjoy your morning. Bye.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Melbourne, restrictions have been lifted. You now know you can go 25,000.
25,000? When we go around the world a couple times.
If you go past New York, you're in big trouble.
25 kilometres. Masks have to be kept on, but you can have 50 people at a cafe or restaurant, 100 people outside. Schools, most schools are back. It is great news. Get around your small businesses.
Sunny day too.
It is. We're coming out of it, Melbourne, and well done. Great job, everybody. And, just a hand, Leon has just told us, zero cases today.
Wow.
So that's great
Worked
news.
Worked in well for the out of lockdown, hasn't it?
And this may also be great news for anybody who's been working from home and doing Zoom meetings. The ATO have released something that you can now... No, not release. That sounded like they've released money. No, they're not releasing
no
the money.
Tax.
They're keeping all the cash. But now moving forward in your tax return, you can claim... On ring lights.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favourite things.
The influencers will be wrapped.
I've got one at home.
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, your podcast. Recording stuff.
Yeah, your podcast.
Well, you can claim that. Any expenses to do with obviously incurred while producing your accessible income at home. So LED lights, microphones, small backdrops that you set up behind your chair. So if you got really creative and made a great backdrop behind your green screen, you can claim that.
Can you claim school fees?
Certainly can't. Oh, you're saying because you've been doing all the teaching at home?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could try it on. They certainly have an update. They've done an update here, but they didn't mention school fees. Anything else?
Because I'd feel that school, like, they're using, it's a bit like renting a house. Like, you're using their property, you're using all their equipment, you're using their facilities. No. They haven't used them for a year
and
a half.
What about these? I'm sure you could claim stationery. You could throw in the rubbers and
but we
rulers.
Buy that anyway.
Yeah, we'll now claim
it. That's what you claim.
I want to claim everything. I reckon they should.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You'd be such a fun teacher, Fair. Mr. Favola, can we play COD again?
Yes.
Yeah, right. 101.9 The Fox.
It is Friday, and you know what that means? Tonight, Melbourne, it's a chilly night. Stay indoors, 7:30 on Channel 10, The Living Room. And we're now joined by the crazy bull himself, Miguel. Woo! Oh, Miguel, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you look so cozy, Fifi, there with your nice jacket and your hat on.
Parker
the boys are in the t-shirt there showing the guns.
Hey, look at shorts. Are you serious?
Yeah, do you know what? What degrees is it at the moment, Josiah? It's 7 degrees.
Seven
degrees, Miguel.
I love your flexibility. You can even put your leg over the table.
I just tore both of my hamstrings.
I saw it. Somebody call an ambulance.
Oh, now tonight, a big show tonight, Miguel. This is all about animals because you go to Tasmania tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, we're taking over the living room tonight. Is doggy style. We're taking over the doghouse. Well, I should say that and rephrase that. We're going to the doghouse, and it's like a really nice episode where Gringo really feels at home because he's so good with puppies, right?
Yeah.
So he just looks so good in every single photo when he's holding a dog. And Australia's just going to fall in love again. You know what I do every day? Just looking at his beautiful eyes, getting fall in love. Australia's going to fall in love with him. He's a perfect guy, right?
Well, Miguel, he's a perfect guy. We all know him very well, the gringo, Dr. Chris Brown, as you're referring to. Now, I did see a couple of photos on Instagram last week where you...
Were you two nude together?
Yeah, they were nude.
This is the first time been naked. But it was like we got naked. Gringo made up the whole thing to go to Tasmania, go in this sauna, jump in this really cold water. We didn't need any pixelation. It's really cold. The thing is, it is unbelievable. Gringo say, okay, Miguel, let's get this experience. I've been wanting to do this all my life. So we need to take the gear off to get into I was so violated. Not because the fact that I had to take my gear off. It's because the fact I had to take it off
with him.
Next to him. Gringo looks like a grater. You could get a piece of Parmesan in Gringo's belly and grate some Parmesan. And I got two kids. You know, it's long time stopping in, you know. Look at me, please. I look at Gringo. Yeah. And he's without his t-shirt. You know, looking
the
like
big
this.
Goddess. He looked amazing with his
Adonis.
His
and
tight
I am
bum.
Just like you know, that guy like from Parramatta. You know.
It'd be weird though. I don't want to see a shredded chef.
Hey,
you know.
Thank you.
Not a good
thank
look.
You
it means you can't cook properly. You're just eating chicken breast and broccoli. Yeah.
Never trust a skinny chef. I keep saying that to myself every morning.
You've been working out, bro. You look amazing. Your body's in good nick. You've been doing cleanses and all sorts of things. You look great.
But I used to be a really, really, really big boy. Like, I was closer to 118. Yeah, big boy, like F-A-T, fat. Yes, that's politically correct. Yeah. Fat, yeah. And the thing is, now I work a little bit. I'm still a big boy. I'm just less of a big boy. You know? Like, and a small big boy. Like, that's what, you know, it works. You say like that.
Hey, can we ask you a question, Miguel? Because this time, about 6:45, the last few mornings, we've been talking about ice cream. And yesterday we asked our listeners what their favourite ice cream was. When you go to, like, you know, when you walk into a milk bar or a 7-Eleven and you see the big freezer, what's your number one choice of iced confectionery?
Oh, Frosty Fruit, darling.
Frosty Fruit.
Oh, yes, please. Ice Baby. Oh. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's all about, I'm not into the creamy kind of chocolate decadent, you know, really posh ones, or the Cornetto. I'm like a real, I'm an Australian hiding into a Spanish body. I like a really nice frosty fruit.
That's the sexiest frosty fruit
mate,
out of
the way you said that to Fiona.
Would you like a frosty fruit, please?
They need to get you on board. That's an endorsement waiting to happen. I've never wanted a frosty fruit more.
I'm kind of a Calippo guy as well, but you cannot engage Calippo looking at somebody's eyes having a Calippo.
You go the orange or the lemon.
Or lemon, but
I'm a lemon Calippo man.
You're gonna be just driving and having a Calippo either. You know, you could get in serious car accidents. Yeah. The thing is, like, you know what I mean? Like, it is. The frosty fruit is a little bit more simple. Just keep it simple.
I'm a Calippo man. Calippo and Buffalo Bill.
I'd take a tropical Calippo over a lemon Calippo.
Ooh, tropical. Yes. I like
it. you're so much fun, Miguel.
I love it. The thing is, it is working with Gringo and working with Amanda and working with Barry in the living room. Let's bring it back to something real. Stop with the Calippo. And I've been working with the guys. It's been amazing. We've been 10 years doing the show. Wow. I like you guys. You know, when you work with somebody for so long, you become a family. And 10 years in TV is a survival history more than a success history. And, you know, it is amazing to hang out and be the chance to be in people's living rooms every Friday night because it's kind of cool. And, you know, working with Gringo this Friday, for example, all the stuff with the animals is going to be great. I think I'm going into Tasmania. I'm digging for some truffles.
Yeah.
So I'm going to a truffle farm and the dog find the truffles.
Wow.
This is amazing. Sniff a dog. You just go there, dig it in, and suddenly you got a truffle. And, you know, it's a great way to showcase something so amazing. Like, you know, have you ever tried truffles? Are you into truffles?
I've had like the truffle oil. Syrup or oil.
The truffle oil, yeah.
Oh, so you know, like a connoisseur with the truffle grater. Let me put some truffle in my carbonara.
Yeah, on top of the carbonara. Would you like some pepper and some truffle? You have some truffle, please.
Yeah, I love it. You go to expensive restaurants and they charge you like
$300
on a slice.
Miguel, we can't wait to see it. Love having you in our living rooms on a Friday night. So don't miss the living room tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Gee, your energy, you've just got us up and about. Well done.
Oh, you guys are fantastic. Favola, my blood brother.
Yes, brother.
Look at this. Show me the guns.
No one knows what we went through, Miguel, brother. Did they? Hey?
Chopping onion.
Thanks, Miguel.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Just minutes ago, we had Miguel from the living room. We love Miguel. His energy, it's just solid.
Jeez.
And he's so excited and he has this beautiful accent. I just could listen to him all day. Mm. Leon has just put together some of him. Now, nobody rolls an R like Miguel Mastro.
The living room tonight is, and he's like a really nice Parramatta.
Parramatta. It's a
Pears.
It was like Parramatta.
That made Parramatta sound good.
Yes.
Parramatta.
I've been to Parramatta. It's not.
Yeah.
Can you roll your R's, boys?
Parramatta.
That was nice.
Parramatta.
No. Do you want to give
another
shot?
And he's like a really nice.
Really. Oh, I did it.
A really nice.
There's a comedian, Venezuelan guy, lives in Australia now. Ivan Aristigueta. And that is my favourite name to say, I reckon. Aristigueta.
Aristigueta.
You've popped it. You've popped your tooth out. Wouldn't the tooth help?
No, because it's got the...
I thought it would whistle. No. I thought when you popped it out, trying to roll an R would make it whistle through the gap.
Like I got a lift.
You wouldn't let go of that either, would you? Like I was just thinking that. No. Like Miguel, he's lived here for a long time now. And you would start to be able to lose, you know, like you can lose, your accent can get diluted. Yeah. But I think the Spanish, and good on them, I don't blame them, they really hang on to that. I wouldn't drop it.
I was thinking that yesterday when I was watching the press conference from Roland Garros when Nadal and Djokovic were talking.
Mm.
I thought, the amount of time they speak English, they've still, like, Nadal's accent is so strong, he can hardly speak English.
Doesn't he live in Spain?
He's Spanish, but they play, like, tennis in all the mainly English-speaking countries, and he do a lot of press.
Yeah.
It's like Miguel. I couldn't understand him.
What? Paramada.
No, you like, understand Miguel?
Everything he said you could get. You miss a couple of words.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Bilingual.
Paramada.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9. This is the Fox.